People calling the COVID hotline to schedule your vet. I'm sorry. Hi, my name is Angela. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you today?
I am calling just to double check that I qualify for the vaccine, because it said on the website that I qualify, but I want to double check it, like, with you guys.
Okay.
I would fall under it, if that's okay.
Check. Okay. Okay. All right. So I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to answer your question. We're pre-registering everybody. Doesn't matter your age or your condition or if you're EMT, nurse. We're putting everybody in the system since they're going to have way more vaccine than what they thought.
Right.
Okay. So I just need go ahead.
Okay. So I was just going to say, because I work through Bama Dining at University of Alabama, and we obviously qualify under the school system to get it early, but, like, that's taking a little bit longer because I think there's not as many vaccines available. So I'm, like, looking outside of the university system to see if I can get my vaccine a little bit earlier. So it says on the website, obviously, food and agriculture workers, and I just don't know if my job as Bama Dining, I work at Starbucks on campus through Bama Dining, I don't know if that would qualify under food and agriculture workers. That was just kind of my question.
Okay. Doesn't matter. No, you can be a child, a grown-up. You can be elderly. You can have business conditions. We're pre-registering everybody, so I can put you in the system.
Okay.
And it's going to – go ahead.
Then, okay, so pre-registered, does that mean that, like, you just be eligible and it's a matter of, like, you giving me a call whenever the time comes for me to get my vaccine?
Exactly. Exactly. It's going to be the health department. They're going to contact you when they get all the vaccines because, like, right now I'm in Montgomery, and for about three weeks straight, there was a long line out there in front of the old Montgomery Mall. But that was, like, people 65 and older, and they were, like, EMTs, nurses, and doctors. And other people that worked in the healthcare field. Those were the only people that they were giving the shots to, but it was packed there every day for 3 weeks straight almost. But
I mean, I've heard it's like absolutely insane. Lines are like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially on campus too, it's been like absolutely insane for people to get them. So
but even
I mean,
I go ahead.
No, sorry, you go ahead. I wasn't gonna say that. You go ahead.
Yeah, I was about to say I talked to somebody that called in and said she tried to call in and get a shot at the pharmacy, and they told her she had to still call us and get registered. So let's go ahead and get you into the system. You called the wrong line, so I'm going to have to find the page that I need to get to get you. What's your county? That's okay. What's your county?
Tuscaloosa.
Tuscaloosa. My sister used to live there. Hold on just a second. All right. Now, could you spell your first and last name for me?
Yes, T-O-B-Y, Toby, and then Mustard, M-U-S-T-A-R-D, like the condiment.
Okay. All right. Let's see. All right. You said T-O-B-Y was your first name, Toby. You said your last name was Mustard. Mustard. What's your phone number, Mr. Mustard?
832-603-3319.
All right, I'm going to repeat that. Only stop me if I'm wrong. 832-603-3319.
Yes.
Let me put the dashes in there. Oh, no, they don't have dashes. What's your email address?
toby.mustard. @gmail.com.
I like the way you said that. Sound like you was on a board game. .mustard, like Colonel Mustard. All right,
literally,
just
like
a second. Yeah, toby.mustard@gmail.com.
Yes, literally, like Colonel Mustard, like the condiment. I mean, yeah.
Okay, Tuscaloosa County. What's your age, Mr. Mustard?
21.
21. Still young.
Yeah.
All right, I sent that up for you. Thank you for providing your information. You'll be contacted once an appointment becomes available. So So make sure you answer your phone over the next week, because we're getting hours in about at dialysis in about 2-3 days. She told me three to five days. Because they she came in and made us sign paperwork.
Sounds good. All right. Thank you so much.
You all right? Anything else?
That should be it. Yeah. Thank you.
Good luck to you. Thank you for calling in
thank
to
you
the
so
COVID
much.
Vaccine registration line. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.